What can people do to fight back from those who want to investigate them, probe them? I mean, can they? Can they fight back?
Yeah, there are a number of things. Let's start off first with exactly what you asked, which is there's also ways to kind of tell if you're under surveillance, but let's look at that. And the thing with that is you're not going to want to do them all, you know, but in the house, ask yourself again, who wants you? You know, and once you've kind of decided that, then you can figure out what lengths you want to go. Now, just in my own personal life, and I'm not wanted for anything. I'm a nice guy. Mm-hmm. Everybody likes me. You know, well, most people like me. My address is on nothing, man. And I don't even use U.S. post boxes because they're too easy to get into. I'm too easy to get the background information on. I will use Mailboxes R Us, where they don't ask for too much ID. Oh, and by the way, should you run into that and you're a private detective or somebody that needs to know, the way you beat that is you go to your local Goodwill store and you buy an old FedEx or UPS uniform. And then you go get a box that says Panasonic TV and you go to the guy and go, excuse me, I'm supposed to deliver this today. I need a signature. And they go, well, he doesn't live here. He goes, no, this is $600. And he ordered it special. He paid $500, you paid $140 for shipping today. I have got to have his signature. Where does he live? And about one out of two will go, oh, I shouldn't do this, but.
Is that legal to ask?
Yeah. Pretexting, there have been a lot of laws. There was a law passed a few years ago called, I won't go into the whole thing, called the GLB Act. It put hundreds of pretexters out of business. One of my good friends in jail, he was one of the best in the whole business. And what he was doing was he was so good. He was working for the FBI, and they wanted information on some IRS people, and he got that.
The FBI wanted information on IRS people?
I don't know why. I never quite understood that. And he went to jail for it. He wrote a book that's really good on it. The other one that was pretty famous, you may have even heard of him, was a group in Colorado, Muslim and white, called Dirty Deeds Done Dirt Cheap. And they would get you credit card statements. You know, and most of the ways you get those, and I'm not going to take time right now, but I can read it off to you, is you call the bank and you pretend you are someone that I want to give the information to. Hi, I'm Susan at the other Wairika branch. Instead of, we have this problem, or, he forgot to bring his credit card in. Oh, I know he's one of your customers. Here's his SS. Here's his, do you have his number? Do you have his check number so I can, there's just,
my God.
And people just, yes, here it is, sir. And he made, my friend who ended up badly, made a lot, and they think the couple that went to jail made millions and millions and millions. You know, it's credit card charges, it's phone numbers, it's finding people, and it's called pretexting. The act that passed says basically you may not pretext for financial information.
Today, but, the IRS nailed some huge corporate guy, I'm not going to give his name,
right?
$200 million they think he has hidden in offshore banks and things like that. $200 million? How could you do that and not expect to get found?
Well, how many knows? How many haven't gotten found? The IRS is good. And, God, I don't want to say bad about the IRS here. Please, don't get me wrong, guys, for listening. I really love you guys. They're good, but there's got to be red flags, And if those flags don't show up in the computer and they don't see him, you don't drive five Ferraris and stuff, you're not setting off a lot of flags. And then you move to the Caymans. Well, bye.
Years ago, my accountant back in St. Louis, and I was whining about paying taxes. And he said, George, what are you whining about? If you're paying taxes, you're making income. Be happy about it.
Yeah.
And that was his thing. And he always used to say, if you're in doubt, pay the tax, pay a little more. You don't make a mistake.
Exactly.
You know, it's funny, though, we now have people who are challenging the ability, this is not a tax show by any means, Lee, but they're taxing the legality of the income tax because they claim it was never ratified. And you know what? They're right.
They're absolutely right. But do you, and I agree with that, but do you, and a number of them have gone to prison, you might add.
Being right.
Do you think that's ever going to, make a dent in the, what are they going to do? They'll get some Republicans change the Constitution, or they'll just keep putting him in jail and hope you don't read about it.
The only way that would work is if everybody just stopped doing it and they said this is not legal yet.
Yep.
And
you're absolutely right. And that would last about 20 minutes. Yep. You know, I mean,
and then they make
a law. People have tried that. You know, in the back of this particular book we've been discussing here, I list, and actually it's a list that I borrowed pretty much from a guy who was one of the best investigative journalists I've ever met, and he does 104 things that if you don't want to get. You know, it's things like, you know, have your documents notarized in another state, never get, you know, in a phone book, have your pet license, and people don't think about this. Have your pet license registered in your kids' names, don't use your ATM, don't dial 800 numbers in a secure phone, never give out, you know, on and on. And he's right about this, but nobody can live that way.
No, yeah, I was just going to say that, Lee. I mean, we, you know, even I, you know, find myself, oh my gosh, let's get to an ATM. A lot of people don't carry a lot of cash with them, so maybe you need to go get $100 or something.
Right.
You got to use it.
Exactly right. But you can do some things, and I think the biggest ones are, you know, your driver's license never goes to your home address. You try and stay off all those kind of rolls. The one catch to that is if you buy a house, I can find your property tax, and that is pretty hard to get out of. I found several people that way. We had a person, I think my best catch, we had a person a couple years ago, a young lady who was working in a bank and had figured out a way to open safe deposit boxes that hadn't been renewed on time. There's laws about you can't do that anyway.
Right.
So, but she did, and she ran off with a lot of money.
Oh, no.
But she was dumb enough to keep a real common name, let's say Joan Smith, to kind of keep her own name. I looked for Joan for a long time, and I had some idea of the state she moved in because of her lifestyle before. People tend to move where, you know, they're kind of, you know, what they do, okay. So I ran it, and you know what I came up with? That particular little town was so anal that she had gotten a ticket for walking her dog off the leash.
And it was in the records. You found her that way.
But see, her other records all went to phony mail drops 60 miles away. The cop took the dog home and wrote on the ticket what the address was.
Trapped by the dog.
Exactly. You know, and it's things like that that catch you. It's forgetting the little, how hard would it be to, you know, go find that?